And now it's time for the latest in batshit crazy news with Charlie Cooper and the lovely Nadira. Charlie?
Thanks, Dave. Well, gang, what do you know? The Global News Wires yet again bring us more proof that the world is going batshit crazy. From Australia comes word that farmers are being asked to report any ugly sheep they find in their flocks. Scientists say they want to study the sheep so they can improve wool quality. The Extreme Sheep Campaign, I'm not kidding, they actually named it that, was launched after 10 ugly lambs were spotted in this year's lambing season. The project's leading scientist says that lambs with undesirable features can help unlock the sheep's genetic library and identify superior wool qualities. Interestingly, he also noted that even if some sheep are ugly, they may also have really great personalities and be beautiful on the inside.
How can a sheep or lamb be ugly? Brothels along Hamburg's famous red light district had to be evacuated recently when construction workers dug up a 277-pound World War II bomb. Hundreds of prostitutes and their clients were interrupted and forced to leave when the area was cordoned off by German police. One disappointed client reportedly asked authorities, "Can you not just wait a couple of minutes?" Everyone was able to return to business as usual once the explosive experts made the weapon safe 7 inches, hours later. 7 hours later.
Got something on your mind, Nadira?
It wonders.
Meanwhile, in Belgium, people are flocking to the countryside, but not for the beautiful scenery. No, they're rushing out there for the free porn. Porn lovers, young and old, oh my God, have been spotted in the fields outside a small town near Brussels, stuffing bags with some of the thousands of porn videos and erotic books dumped there after a failed sex fair. The X-rated material was simply left behind, write your own joke, when an open-air erotic festival failed to attract the expected number of visitors. A local resident was quoted as saying, "The organizers left thousands of DVDs and books, and the news has spread like wildfire." So has the local VD caseload. Loads of people have rushed there to stock up on their porn collections. The original event was called Imagination 69, no connection to this radio program, but locals have now dubbed the field Pornotopia.
In a possibly related story, also in Belgium, authorities recently launched a rescue operation after a couple was spotted, quote, struggling, unquote, in the ocean. The alert was raised after a man on shore spotted the couple with his binoculars and contacted the Coast Guard. Dispatched to help the couple were local police officers, a lifeboat, and a Sea King rescue chopper from a nearby military base. But when the two swimmers were finally rescued, they seemed rather annoyed. They said there was nothing wrong with them and that they had never been in any danger. That's when rescuers realized that the woman, clad only in her boyfriend's boxers, and the completely naked man were really not struggling so much as they were making their own waves, so to speak. That's right, feeling the motion of the ocean, sampling some aquatic wildlife, you know, fucking.
And last but not least, doctors had to be called to a wedding in Croatia to separate the bride and best man after they were caught having a quickie in the bathrooms. The coupling couple were surprised by a friend of the groom who walked in on them. The sudden tension caused a muscle spasm in the bride. I'm going to repeat that. The sudden tension caused a muscle spasm in the bride, which trapped the couple in mid-shag. Unable to be pulled apart, the couple then had to endure a procession of wedding guests who came in to see just what they had been doing before the medics could arrive. The pair ended up having to be transported, still conjoined, on a stretcher, no less, to the local hospital. Once there, the bride was given an injection of muscle relaxants, finally allowing the best man to free himself from her grasp. Meanwhile, the wedding party continued after the jilted groom announced the celebrations were to mark his divorce instead of his wedding. The bride was later offered a six-figure endorsement deal by the Vice Grip Company. I can't be sure. She's not named here, but I'm pretty sure I used to date her. And that's the latest in batshit crazy news from Radio First Termer on the Big 69. And if you think we're crazy, just remember, all of that shit actually happened. Back to you, Dave.
Thanks, Charlie. We just had a phone call on our satellite phone from your mother. I don't know if you were aware when you saw me step out of the room.
Uh-oh.
But, oh, yeah. She's not very happy with you, Charlie.
When is she ever?
Well, she's not happy because you used the GD word on the previous song, and she wants me to dedicate a song to you.
Oh, really?
by Santana. Evil Wave.
You got to change your evil ways, baby. Before I stop loving you, you got to change, baby. And every word that I say is true. You got me running and hiding all over the house. You got me sneaking in a peep and running.
Special request from Charlie's mom. Evil Ways, Santana. Don't worry, Mrs. Cooper. He doesn't always talk that way.
I hate to break it to you, but yeah, I do.
Radio First Termer. Taking you back to the days when the music was so hip, you could barely see over your pelvis. Dave, the mail is in, and today's letter from the Radio First Termer mailbag is from an unhappy Salon.com reader. He writes, "Dear Mr. Rabbit, your show sucks. I haven't even heard it yet, and I know it sucks. If you're going to do a radio show, play something that I want to hear, like Elton John, Melissa Etheridge, or Clay Aiken. I hate rock and roll, and so does my poodle. Sincerely, Jack Meoff."
Well, Dave, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I promised I would be a kinder, gentler Dave on this tour, so let's leave it up to the Dave Rabbit Give a Fuck wheel. Okay, Nadira, spin it. Well, Nadira, where did it land?
Where it always lands, Dave, because it's the only option you have on the wheel. You don't give a fuck.
Good. Fuck 'em. Mail call. You've just received a letter from home from the person that is supposed to be there when you get back. You open the letter and find a Dear John or a Dear Jane letter. You've just crossed over from the Twilight Zone. You are now the owner of a lonely heart. Because we are Radio First Termer, people think that we are stoned. They would be wrong. Except for Nadira, Charlie and I are drunk.
pusher. I said, God damn, the pusher man.
We've got two brain cells left, and we're saving them for this weekend. Cooking with the Big 69.
Attention all units, this is Sergeant Stadenko. Attention all units, this is Sergeant Stadenko. We are changing from a Code 3 direct pursuit to a Code 347. Completely lost due to incompetence.
Classic Dave Rabbit.
Here's a Dave Rabbit philosophy. Pussy is the breakfast of champions.
Radio First Termer, Iraq.
In the white room, station. Black roof country, no gold pavement, tired starlings. Silver horses ran down moonbeam in your dark eyes.
Voice of news, information, and hard acid rock music. This is Radio First Termer at 69 megacycles on your FM dial.